Morning. Please turn in your Bibles this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
请打开圣经到哥林多前书第十一章。
We want to just ask the Lord to bless Brother and Sister Young as they go to China this week.
我们要求主来带领我们那个杨尤弟兄要回中国。
And also Sister Lee, as she goes to Taiwan for the Chinese New Year.
李姐妹要回台湾过农历新年。
Also, a lot of you know that Sister Hung Lu is in the hospital.
还有吕姐妹，她现在在医院里头。吕崇红姐妹。
From her surgery on Friday, her prognosis is very, very serious.
礼拜五她所做的检查化验，她的病情是手术是非常严重。
And we are to be a house of prayer.
我们应该是一个祷告的家。
We just want to take a couple minutes and just pray for her at this time.
我们用一点时间来为她祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we can pray for one another.
主的心是感恩的，因为我们能够彼此带到。
Father, as our sister is alone there in the hospital this morning, we pray that you would flood her room with your love.
主啊，当今天早晨我们为着我们在医院病房的姐妹祷告的时候，主啊，我们有求你的同在来充满她的病房。
She would know the presence of God.
她能够知道主你的同在。
Be her lover, her friend this morning.
主，你成为她的所爱的人，你成为她的朋友。
We do pray for our brother and sister Young as they go back to China.
我们也为着我们尤弟兄还有李姐妹他们回中国。
We thank you for their ministry to each one of us these past months and even years.
为着过去这几个月或过去这一年的时间。
If it's your will that they are able to return in the future, we just say thank you.
主，若你还能够再带领他们来到我们当中，我们也感谢你。
Be the Lord of their life.
主，你成为他们的主。
May they go there to represent you.
让他们到那里能够来见证你自己。
Be an example to the people around them of your life.
能够在他们所在的人当中，他们能够成为你的你的彰显。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Paul is here admonishing in this chapter about how to properly come around the Lord's table.
在这里保罗特别来教导我们在主的饼杯当中我们如何来相聚。
How to remember the Lord's death in a noble, worthy way.
我们能够来纪念主何等荣耀的死。
What we just participated in, the Lord's table, is the most important thing we will do all this week.
我们刚刚在饼杯的聚集中，我们来领主的饼和杯，这是我们一个礼拜当中最重要的一件事。
This is why the Lord ordained this on the first day of the week.
这是为什么主他祝福一周当中的第一天。
This table is not about us. It's totally about one man's death.
这个饼杯，这个桌子， 并不是关于我们，乃是纪念，乃是特别关于一个人的死。
All the noble acts of men, all the great good and love that man has done, is like a drop in the Pacific Ocean compared to this one act, the Lord's death.
与主的死相比，所有世上所有尊贵的人，他们的死都不能啊，就像是海里面的一滴水一样。
You can take all the women who ever bore children and their love for their children, and you can put it together, and it's but a speck of sand in all the sand on the seashore compared to the love that's demonstrated by the Lord's death.
当这个死所向我们彰显他的爱 的伟大，是所有妇人生产过妇人的母爱通通加在一起也不能相比的。
And it's God's will to remove the veil so that we see the significance.
这是神的心意，叫我们的帕子能够被除去，好叫我们能够看见主的死。
This isn't just another meeting.
这不是只是一个另外一个聚会。
It's the most important thing that you and I ever will do in our entire life.
这是在我们一生当中所能够做的最重要的一件事情。
It doesn't matter how many people you've won to the Lord.
不是说你能够为主，能够带多少人来归主。
It does not matter how much you have given of your finances, of your money to the Lord's work.
这也不是说在你的关于主的工作上面，你能够摆上多少财务上的奉献。
It doesn't matter how much you've ministered and served.
不在乎你能够有多少的服事。
All of the ministry and service combined to man is nothing compared to remembering him around the Lord's table.
就想把所有的人他们对主的服事通通加在一起，也没有办法与我们在主面前来纪念他的死相比。
All I can do is speak for myself how little I understand that table.
我只能站在我自己的立场来说，我实在是了解的何等的少。
How little I understand when it says we are pronouncing the Lord's death when we come to around together, we're announcing His death.
当我们来这里来宣告主的死的时候，我们实在是了解的太少。
May the Lord show us more.
我们仰望主来向我们启示更多。
But at the end of this instruction.Paul makes a very interesting word.
在这一章圣经的最末了，保罗他用了几个很有意思的词。
And I think this word will help us here in the 33rd verse to relate first of all to the Lord and His table and to then one another.
在这里我们提到我们在主的聚会饼杯当中，我们如何彼此的等候。
1 Corinthians 11:33 So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another.
哥林多前书第十一章第三十三节，所以我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候，要彼此等候，等待。
Father, only you can reveal the Son to us.
主，只有你自己，父啊，只有你能够启示我们的主在我们心中。
And we look to you to do that even right now.
我们现在就仰望你来做这样的事。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Wait for one another.
彼此等待。
Very simple word.
非常简单的字句。
But I think if we just pause for a minute and look at ourselves, we see it's the most impossible thing in the world.
如果我们只是现在就暂停一下，我们就能够看见，这是等候是我们最不可能的事情。
We cannot wait 2 seconds after a light turns green if the person in front of us doesn't move.
我们当在红绿灯的时候，我们当红灯变绿灯的时候，我们好似乎就没有办法等候两秒钟。如果我们前面的车它没有启动的
话，What's the matter with that person？
我们就想说那个人到底是搞什么
beep
就按喇叭
we are going
要往前
waiting is not in our nature
在我们的天然性情当中我们没有等候没有等待的这个性情
and it never will be in our nature
它也不会成为我们的性情
here in 1 Corinthians we have a very divisive divisionary type of an environment
在哥林多前书这里所描述的一个环境是非常结党纷争
they come together to have the love feast
他们聚在一起要来享受爱宴
the wealthy people have a lot to eat
有钱的人呢他们有很多的食物可以吃
they have even too much to drink
他们有太多的酒可以喝
some are even getting drunk
有些人都喝醉了
there are others without anything
但是有些人却什么都没有
nothing to even eat
连吃的东西都没有
and then they turn around and they bring out the symbols the bread and the cup they're going to have the Lord's table
然后他们就把这样子的一个情况就带到在主的饼杯当中他们要来相聚
and try and see the love of the Lord
他们想要来试着要来看见主的爱
to see the oneness of the Lord
他们要来看见在主里的合一
To see the long suffering and the patience of the Lord.
他们来看见主的很久忍耐。
And of course, they fail miserably.
他们当然是彻底的失败。
They only see themselves, their own appetites.
他们只能看见自己，看见自己的胃口。
And Paul makes this comment. So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another.
所以保罗这里告诉我们。我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。
Probably one of the best human examples we have of this verse is mothers serving their children.
关于这句经节最好的一个例子就是母亲来服侍她的孩子。
Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice.
牺牲，牺牲，牺牲。
Always willing to provide meals for their children.Clean clothes for their children at their own expense.
他们总是愿意自己付出代价来服侍孩子，给他们吃，为他们清理。
But even this example, we will see is small compared to the Lord's ability to wait.
我们这样就算是这样的例子，我们也没有办法来比较，相较于主他要我们的等待。
We have.A number of examples of waiting for someone else in the Bible.
我们在圣经当中关于彼此等待的例子有许多。
The whole problem started because Adam and Eve could not wait for God to instruct them.
我们的问题的开始还是从亚当夏娃，他们不能等候神的指引。
God desired that they eat from the tree of life, His life, the life of Christ.
神乃是要他们来享用那生命树上的果子，就是主的生命。
This would be their spiritual sustenance.
这成为他们生命的一个供应。
And after they had the capacity and ate from that tree, then they could eat possibly even from the tree of the knowledge.
当他们有了这个生命作为根基以后。他们或许都可以吃那分别善恶树上的果子。
And we know that they could eat from all the other trees for their own body's health.
他们为了身体的健康，他们可以吃园中一切的果子。
But they couldn't wait.
但他们不能等候。
But thank God there are examples of people who appropriated God's patience and were able to wait.
但是我们看到有一些例子，他们能够明白神要他们等候。的事情
Abraham was such a person
亚伯拉罕就是这样的一个人
How many of us would have ever waited for Lot
我们当中有多少人能够等待那个罗德
Well we should wait for Lot
我们应该等待罗德
Because Lot was a fellow believer
罗德他是一位信主的人。
It wasn't just because he was his nephew.
他不是因为只是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
God was already pouring something of himself into Lot.
神在啊，他自己对于罗德，他有他的说明。
And when it comes to a problem in the family,
当我们看见家庭中的问题
，Abraham suggests Lot, you choose. He defers to Lot. Lot, I submit to you.
亚伯拉罕他就说他愿意让罗德先做选择。
Where do you want to live?
你要住在哪里
？Well, that was an easy answer for Lot.
那对罗德来讲，这实在是一个很容易的答案。
Because Lot's just like you and I.
罗德就像你和我。
I want the best.
我要最好的。
No consideration for his older, more mature, elderly uncle, Abraham.
实在是都没有替着他那年长的，那他应该所尊重的他的伯父亚伯拉罕来考量。
Give me those rich, fertile ground that has a lot of water.
他看见那肥沃，那有充满许多水源之地。
Land that looks like the Garden of Jehovah, even the Fertile Crescent or the Delta of the Nile.
那个地方的平原就像是那耶和华的园子一样。
These were agricultural people, Abraham and Lot.
在这里呢，他就亚伯拉罕和罗德，他们就是在做农夫。
They were farmers.
Yeah, farmers.
What is the number one, the most necessary thing for a farmer?
对于农夫来讲，他最重要的一件事是什么呢
？Water.
水。
Lot is not dumb. Lot is not dumb.
那个罗德呢，并不傻。
This was an easy choice for the nature of man in Lot.
在罗德里面，那天然人的里头，这是非常容易的一个选择。
Give me the best.
我要那最好的。
There's no problem. Abraham said, "Great, take it."
这没有问题。对亚伯拉来讲，亚伯拉说：“好，你就选择那个。”
A few years ago, I was there in that Jericho area.
在几年以前，我也到了那个耶利哥那个地方。
February 1994.
在1996年2月1994.
And if you're in that area, you see the contrast of the rich Jericho Jordan area.
在那里能够看见在约旦耶利哥那个地方。
In comparison to the rock that Abraham ended up having,
你相较于亚伯拉罕他所得到的那个充满岩石的地方。
But this wasn't the only time Abraham waited on Lot.
这不是唯一亚伯拉罕等候罗德的地方。
Lot gets himself in trouble.
罗德呢，他自己也惹了麻烦。
And we know that Abraham goes and gets him.
亚伯拉罕追赶去把他给拯救出来。
Also, when God is ready to destroy Sodom,
当神决定要毁灭索多玛
，Abraham negotiates with God.
亚伯拉罕与神讨价还价。
If there are 50 righteous men,
如果有50个义人
，Abraham knew that Lot was righteous.
亚伯拉罕知道罗德是一个义人。
But then he started to think, that's a little, I don't know if there's that many. How about if there's 40? 45.
他想想那可没那么多义人。他说那45个义人怎么样
？How about 30?
那30个呢
？How about 20?
连20个。
How about 10?
10个。
All the time waiting for Lot, thinking of Lot.
他在许多的时间在那里等候罗德。
This is a little bit of the Lord's heart that was in Abraham.
这实在是神在亚伯拉罕里头的心。
Thinking about someone else more than ourselves.
乃是顾念别人比自己还多。
And we're going to say this over and over, But none of us have the spirit naturally.
我们要一再的强调，我们在天然人里面没有这个性格。
You and I can go to conferences. We can go to seminars on how to think about the other person.
我们可以参加许多的会议、研讨会，来学习如何能够顾念别人。
The only time we naturally will wait for someone else is if some way we will benefit.
如果我们唯一能够顾念别人的一个例外是，当我们能够从那当中也能够得着一些好处。
Besides Abraham, I think of another example in Joseph.
想到亚伯拉罕，我也想到约瑟也是一个例子。
How Joseph waited for his brothers.
约瑟如何等待他的弟兄们？
42, 43, and 44 chapter of Genesis is all about one man waiting for his brothers.
在创世纪第42, 43, 44章，我们看见约瑟他如何在那里等待他的弟兄们。
Should Joseph have waited for his brothers?
约瑟他应该要等他的弟兄们吗？
What would have been our natural attitude when his brothers came down looking for grain, for food?
当约瑟的弟兄们，如果他们来到埃及要找食物要寻求帮助的时候，我们的反应会是怎么样？
Well, we husbands, we wives do it to each other all the time. I told you so.
我们做丈夫做妻子常常都这样子说，我早告诉你了。
When we get the upper hand, it's totally impossible for us not to open our mouth.
对我们天然人来讲，我们似乎好像是不可能不开口。
In our natural or in our flesh, I'm speaking.
就是我们天然人而言。
With the Lord's Spirit, it's totally different.
但是如果主的灵在我们里头就不一样。
There is this restraint because of love.
因着爱有一个约束。
There is a restraint because of compassion.
因着我们的那个主的爱在里头，叫我们会能够忍耐。
And Joseph went through all of these testing of their spirit in these three chapters.
约瑟在这三章圣经当中，他的灵受到试验。
He said, "You spies."
他说，你们是探子。
You're wanting to see our defenses or our lack of defenses in our country.
你们是来窥探我们这个国家这个地的奸细。
And he put them in prison for 3 days.
就把他们下到监里面三天。
And they begin to think, truly, we are guilty.
他们就开始去思想，他们似乎是真的是有罪的。
And it wasn't easy. As he listened to them, Joseph began to weep.
当他们听了他的话约瑟就开始哭了。
You know, brothers and sisters, it takes the Lord's life to wait.
这实在是需要主的生命才叫我们能够等待。
We're naturally indulgent.
我们天然人里头是非常没有耐性的。
If someone starts to be a little bit repentant, we immediately say, oh, it's okay.
当有人有一点点悔改，我们马上就说没有关系。
And when he finally sent them, remember, he put the money in each one of their bags.
当他要差遣他们回去的时候，他把那个银钱放在他们的袋子里头。
And they go back to their father and report.
他们回去到他父的家中，他们就报告这个事。
And the day comes where they have to return again.
然后他们呢就必须要再回来。
And of course, they've already left Simeon back there in Egypt.
他们当然已经把西面留在埃及。
And the brothers insist we cannot go back without Benjamin.
弟兄们他们不可能回去如果没有带着便雅米。
And then Judah steps forward.
犹大就站出来。
We see something happening in a man.
我们看见在一个人的心中他有一个改变。
Something of care. Something of a concern for another person.
他关心，他在乎其他人。
A change of attitude.
是一个态度的改变。
And he promises that he will personally take care of Benjamin.
他就答应说他自己他本人会照顾便雅悯。
And of course, they go back and they meet Joseph again.
然后他们就又回去了，又见到了约瑟。
And then the money is put in Benjamin's bag.
银钱呢放在便雅悯的袋子里头。
The final test, and then Benjamin is brought back.
那最后的一次试验，便雅悯就被留下来。
And the Joseph reveals himself.
约瑟就把他自己给显明出来。
In a very humble way.
是在一个非常谦卑的一个方式。
He's not doing this out of pride.
他不是因着骄傲而做这些事。
He's the number one for the Lord's sake.
他第一个是为了主。
He wants the Lord to have his brethren.
他希望主能够得着他的弟兄们。
Number two, he wants his brothers to know the Lord.
第二，他也希望他的弟兄们能够认识主。
In a real, real way.
在一个真实的一个方式。
I think one of the biggest responsibilities and one of the most difficult things to learn is just how to share the gospel.
一个最难的一个方式，一件事情，就是来传讲福音。
It's very easy to be very indulgent and just blurt out everything.
我们很自然的、很容易的就把很多事情都讲出来了。
Or to misrepresent the gospel, like, do you want to go to heaven?
不是我们没有把圣经传讲清楚，我们就说你要不要上天堂？
You have this and this and this problem. Go to the Lord.
你有这些问题的话呢，就来到主那里。
Receive Christ, and you will not have these problems. That's not true.
就说你接受了主，你就一切问题都没有了，这个是不正确的。
Now, a truer statement is that the Lord will give grace, the Lord will give peace in those problems, but He does not remove problems.
正确的说法应该是说，神主会把恩典加在你的身上，问题或许不会除去，但是恩典却赐给了你。
Let me clarify, He does not always remove problems. Sometimes He takes the problem.
我说更清楚一点，神并不一定每一次都把难题给解决，有些时候他也把问题给挪去。
But many times the Lord shows himself and gives grace through the problem.
很多时候神却把他的恩典赐给我们，叫我们能够经过那苦难。
And this is what Joseph wanted from his brothers. He wanted them to come into the same relationship, same dependence upon the Lord Jesus that he had.
约瑟他愿意他的弟兄们跟主也有同样的一个关系，一个亲密的关系，就像他有的一样。
And three chapters here, long chapters, he takes to accomplish this task.
在这里三章这么长的三章的圣经里头，他渐渐的一点一点的，他来完成这件事。
He knew how to wait for his brethren.
他在那里等待他的弟兄们。
He didn't accuse his brothers.
他并没有指控他的弟兄。
He loved them.
他爱他们。
Moses is one of the best examples, I think, of waiting.
我认为摩西他在等候上面是一个最好的例子。
There in Egypt, as a young boy, he already knew his roots.
在他还在埃及做男孩子的时候，他就知道他的根源。
As a young man, he knew his calling.
他在年轻的时候，他就知道他的呼召。
And like all of us young men, he was impetuous.
像我们在我们当中的年轻人，我们 就不能等候。
And he had to learn of this waiting the hard way.
他必须要在一个很艰难的环境里面来学这个等待的功课。
Through our Christian childhood and adolescence and young men, waiting is not one of our virtues.
在我们小时候所受的基督的教育，还有我们长大这些学习当中。等待似乎不是我们所学习的一件事。
And you know the story. Moses says, "If I am the deliverer, then let's start killing Egyptians."
摩西他的想法就是如果他要能够来完成这件事情，他就杀了一个埃及人。
God put so much importance on this waiting for others, he took the next 40 years in Moses' life so that he would learn it.
神是何等看重等待这件事，所以神接下来就用了40年的时间来教导摩西学这个功课。
And Moses learned it.
摩西他的确学到了。
So that for the next 40 years, from age 80 to 120, he practiced it like no other man has ever practiced it on the face of the earth.
在之后的40年当中，从80岁到120岁，他所 显出他学习这个等待的功课的结果，是地上没有人能够与他相比的。
Not that Moses is any different than us, and I thank God that God shows us that.
神乃是让我们看见摩西与我们是没有太大的区别。
There was one day when they were moaning and groaning, the children of Israel, and Moses just flat out yelled, "You rebels!"
就在有一次老百姓们他们在发怨言的时候，摩西他也忍不住了，他也发出他的怨言。
And at that point, he didn't wait for God, and he surely didn't wait for the children of Israel.
在那个时候，他没有等待主。他也没有等待神的百姓。
And there is a principle here. When we don't wait, it's very, very costly.
那里有一个原则让我们看见，如果我们不能等待，他所要付的代价是何等的大。
In the flesh, Moses is just like you and I.
在肉身来讲，摩西和我们是一样的。
In the spirit, Moses was another man, and we can be just like that man.
在灵的里头，摩西实在是一个不同的人，我们也能够来像他一样。
And that other man is Jesus.
还有一个人就是主耶稣。
Because he is the only one who can really wait on one another.
他是那唯一能够真实等待彼此等待的人。
In Numbers chapter 12,
在民数记第十二章
，we have one of those sad stories.
我们有一个可怜的故事。
It so typifies the church, this 12th chapter, that it's the dark side of the church.
就是让我们看见关于教会比较黑暗的一面。
One of the things that plagues us as the body of Christ is jealousy.
一方面让我们看见就是人的嫉妒。
And Miriam and Aaron, Moses' brother and sister, are no exception.
就连摩西的兄哥哥和姐姐米利暗和亚伦，他们也不例外。
They were jealous of Moses' position.
他们对于摩西的地位，他们嫉妒。
Brothers and sisters, we sang this morning, "Search our hearts."
早晨我们刚刚唱的诗歌鉴察我。
If the Lord lays his finger on jealousy, repent.
当如果主的指出我们的嫉妒的问题，我们必须要悔改。
These are number two and number three people in the household of God in Israel. Aaron and Miriam.
在这里，米利暗和亚伦是在神的百姓当中，他们是排行第二、第三。
High priest and prophetess.
他们是祭司，还有先知。
Jealousy is no respecter of person. Jealousy can come upon any one of us.
就是嫉妒这件事情是可以发生在任何人的身上。
It's very dangerous.
是非常危险的事。
Very devilish.
是非常有破坏性的。
Very deep. Deep.
是非常深在我们里深入在我们里头的。
But it can destroy a man just like it destroyed King Saul.
它能够毁掉一个人，就像扫罗王一样。
And God shows us the seriousness, and immediately Miriam became leprous.
在这里神一下子就使米利暗得了麻风。
But here's an example of Moses waiting for someone else.
这里我们看见另一个情况是摩西等待别人。
It's very sobering. Verse 13, and Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, O God, heal her, I pray.
第十三节，摩西哀求耶和华说，神啊，求你医治他。
That's a different spirit, brothers and sisters.
那是一个不同的灵。
That's why the Lord's table is so significant.
那是为什么我们说主的桌子是那样的那样子 特别。
Our life of vindictiveness, our life of jealousy has been exchanged by this death.
我们借着这个死，我们的生命得着了替换。
Human beings cannot do this in their own strength, but what this 13th verse says, this prayer.
在这里，摩西的祷告不是天然人能够做出来的事。
It's not in us.
那并不是在我们里头的。
Brothers and sisters, if you think this is in you this morning, in yourself, you're deceiving yourself.
若你觉得你里头有这样的的一个生命，你乃是在自欺欺人。
Oh, this brings our relationship with the Lord from something mediocre, just going to heaven, which is a big thing, to something of an integrity, something of eternalness, something of virtue.
就是在我们在这个匹配当中，我们觉得说我们可以得着拯救。
Moses kept waiting.
在这里，摩西他一直在那里等待。
Total of 120 years.
120年。
Laid down his life so that a whole generation could come into the fullness of Christ.
他把他自己的生命给摆下，叫下一代能够进入到基督的丰盛里头。
Probably took more.Murmuring more criticism than any political governmental leader ever did.
他实在是能够忍受许多的批评和论断。
Totally misunderstood, starting with the high priest.
他连那至高的祭司都误会了他。
His own family.
他自己的家人。
Don't think it's strange, brothers and sisters, of these light afflictions that are upon us.
你不要觉得在我们生活当中有一些不好稀奇的事。
Moses understood that.
摩西他了解。
He prayed for those people daily.
他天天为这些人祷告。
That's part of waiting.
那是等待的一部分。
Waiting has to do with a very positive thing. It's not like, well, I wish these people would get their act together.
等待实在是非常积极的，不是说在那里在那里就只是在那里空等。
It's very active. It's positive. It's Lord.Vindicate yourself in through these people.
他是非常积极的，非常有一个正确目的。他希望主能够在人当中能够来做事。
Vindicate your name, reveal yourself.
来求主启示他自己在人的心中。
And then there's David.
然后还有大卫。
What a lesson in waiting.
我们看见。这是大卫所学是何等等待的功课。
So similar to the Lord Jesus.
他实在是很像我们的主耶稣。
As a teenager, misunderstood by his parents, misunderstood by his brothers.
他还在做青年人的时候，就被父母、被他的弟兄们所误解、所轻看。
And yet, how he waited for them.
但是他却在那里等待他们。
How he prayed for them.
他为他们祷告。
We see it in the Psalms.We see it in his 70 plus psalms.
我们从他七十多篇的诗篇当中，我们可以看得见。
After he was anointed, he waited 7 years.
他受膏之后，他又等了七年。
Before he took the throne.
等了七年，他才成为得到那个宝座。
How he wanted King Saul to turn to the Lord.
他何等盼望。扫罗王能够来归向主。
Think of a young man anointed in his 20s, 30s, and more interested in a fallen King Saul than himself.
想到一个二三十岁的年轻人，已经受膏的年轻人，他却在那里总是关心着扫罗王。
Would you like that life?
你想要有这样的生命吗?
Would you like to have that kind of waiting spirit that David had?
你想要有像大卫那样能够等待的灵吗?
How he waited on his brethren.
他如何等待他的弟兄们?
How he waited on his household later on, his sons, for the Lord to work.
他如何等待他的家室能够为着主被主得着?
Have you ever wondered why David just didn't rise up when Absalom, his son, wanted to take over the throne and just beat him down?
你有没有想到说大卫为什么没有起来当他儿子亚撒龙要篡夺王位的时候他就来好好的对付他?
He was always waiting on what the Lord wanted to do. Maybe God wanted Absalom to come up at this particular time.
总在那里等候主他想或许这是主的心意要亚撒龙在这个时候成为以色列的王
And as he's leaving down towards Jericho, down the valley there, towards the Jordan River, there's a guy up on the hill called Shimei throwing stones at him.
当他从耶利哥下到约旦河，在那里，他看见有一个人叫示美，在那里丢石头，
cursing him.
在那里咒诅他。
And one of the sons of Zariah, and she had some wild sons, one of her sons said, well, let me go kill him.
大卫有一个儿子，他就说，让我去把他给杀了。And
David says, no, don't touch him.
大卫说，不要动手。Maybe
the Lord wants him to do that to me.
或许是主要他对我做这样的事。David
understood that everything was by God's appointment.
大卫知道这一切事情都是出于神。God's
keeping, God's timing.
它是神的时间，是神所要使它发生的。
One time Andrew Murray was at the Keswick Convention.
有一次穆安德烈弟兄
he was speaking on the Holy Spirit.
他在一次聚会当中他讲到圣灵。
He was staying with Amy Carmichael.
他与Amy Carmichael姐妹坐在一起。
He came back after speaking and the word wasn't received very well.
他虽然传讲了话，但是那个话并没有
Some of the brethren had some questions on some of the things that he said.
有一些问题，有些弟兄对他所讲的事情有一些问题。
Amy Carmichael says, "Brother, how you doing? How are you taking this?"
那 Amy Carmichael 姐妹就问他说：“你怎么样子来看这件事？”
He understood the sovereignty of God.
他知道神的主权。Just
like David, he says, "This is God's appointment."
就像大卫。 一样，他说这是神所定的。There's
a reason. This is for me.
这是为着我。There's
God's keeping power.
这是神他来保守的能力。God's
timing.
神的时间。On
everything.
神在一切事情的时间。And
he waited for the rest of the brethren.
然后他就在那里等待所有的弟兄们。He
didn't lash back. He did not lash back.
他并没有在那里呢，来发泄他的情绪。
Did not try to defend himself.
他没有在那里要为自己辩护。Vindicate
himself.
他并没有要来为自己辩解。David's
70 years is just like that.
大卫的70年就是像这个样子。Waiting
for the other person.
他等待别人。Of
course, behind all of these men is a God who knows how to wait.
但是在这些人的背后，我们知道有一位神，他知道如何的等待。No
one is more patient than our Father in heaven.
没有任何人像我们在天上的父神是那样子的很久等待。He
waits, and he waits for each one of us.
他等待，等待，等待我们。The
only reason we have another day, another birthday, is for one reason. He's waiting for us to receive more of Him.
我们有新的一天，我们又有新的一年的生日，乃是因为他愿意来等待我们。But
He does not treat us like robots. He does not just program us by putting a little software into our brain.
并没有把一些电脑的软体程式放在我们里头，放在我们脑袋里头，叫我们变得像机器人一样。He
waits for our volition. To want him.
他等待我们自己心甘情愿来渴慕他。
To say, like we all prayed together a few minutes ago, search me, O God.
像我们刚刚所祷告的，主啊，你来鉴察我。
He waits for us to ask and to seek and to knock.
他等待我们来寻找，来叩门，来祈求。
And in Galatians 4:4, and when the fullness of time has come, He reveals the Son.
在加拉太书四章四节那边告诉我们，时候满足的时候，他就把他的爱子给显明。
All the years that the Lord waited.
主等候了这么多的时候。
He revealed himself to Abraham, and then 14 generations go by before we have David.
当他启示了亚伯拉罕之后，他又过了14代，他又借着大卫来显明他自己。
And then there's another 14 years before the children of Israel go into Babylon.
又过了14代，以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦。
And then there's another 14 generations before Christ is born.
又过了14代，直到基督诞生。
But when the fullness of time, he reveals.
当时候满足的时候，他就会显明。
In Ephesians 3, we have the secret of all secrets.
在以弗所书第三章那里，让我们看见奥秘中的奥秘。
What is the greatest secret in the world?
这世界中最伟大的奥秘是什么？
Would you like to know what the greatest secret in all the world is?
你想要知道这个奥秘是什么吗？
It's on God's heart.
这乃是在神的心意里头。
God can keep secrets. He kept this secret for 4,000 years.
神是能够保密的，他保守这个秘密四千年。
Oh, he gave people like Isaiah little hints.
他给以赛亚有一些暗示。
He said to Moses, he says, build a tabernacle. This is the pattern. Big hint.
他也给摩西一个很大的暗示，就是借着他启示摩西建造会幕。
The secret of all secrets on God's heart was Christ.
神心中奥秘中的奥秘就是基督。
His son was all in all.
他的儿子就是一切的所有。
And the second big secret was Christ and his church.
第二个奥秘就是基督与他的教会。
And at the right time,The Lord begins to reveal that to each one of us.
等到时候到了，他就渐渐来向我们来显明这个事。
Jesus knew how to wait for one another.
主耶稣知道如何彼此等待。
His 33 and a half years was an absolute picture, a manifestation, expression of this verse, this thought, this principle.
在他地上33年半的一生当中，他所显明出来的一个最好的一件事情，就让我们看见是如何的等待。
He waited for his parents. Can you imagine that? As a young boy, he had to wait for his parents.
他还是个年轻的男孩子的时候，他在那里他就能够等待他的父母。
At age 12, Jesus was just about a light year ahead of his parents spiritually.
他12岁的时候，但是他的那个属灵的生命就好像是一个光年那样子，比他父母还要超前。
And when they finally found him after he was lost there in the temple in Jerusalem, he says, "Don't you know I have to be about the things of my father?"
当他们来到耶路撒冷的圣殿当中找着他的时候，他就对他们回答他们说，我必须以父的事为念。
But I appreciate his next words that came out of his mouth.
但是我看到我非常惊讶，说他接下来他所说的话。
Or that comes out of the word. And they did not understand the statement which he had made of them, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them. That's waiting.
他说他主耶稣他却顺服他的父母，他又回到拉撒勒那里，却顺服在他的父母的管理下。
One of the most honorable things, brothers and sisters, is to subject. And that's part of this, what waiting means.
这是何等尊贵的一件事情，就是他能够顺服。这是顺服这件事情是等候当中的一件很重要的事。
Waiting for people less mature than you are.
你能够等待那比你 还不成熟的人。
Each day, you and I have many opportunities to practice this waiting.
每天我们都有许多的机会来操练这个等待这件事。
God wants us to practice it as husband and wife.
神要在借着做丈夫、做妻子的上面来叫我们来操练这个事。
Some of you have spouses that are not saved or are not walking with the Lord.
有些人的配偶还没有信主，他或许也没有与主同行。
The tendency is to yak.To nag.
我们的倾向呢，就喜欢那里唠叨。
To belittle.
就喜欢说教。
Can't you come to the meeting this week?
你这礼拜能不能来聚会呢？
All kinds of subtle ways. We think we kind of dress them up in a little religious uniform.
我们好像似乎穿着一个宗教的一个制服。
And we blurt them out.
我们就在那里倾吐。
But our spouses know the spirit behind them.
但是我们的配偶，他们却知道我们在这背后的灵。
Waiting means letting God do the work.
等待的意思乃是让神来做这件事。
No one has ever been at peace or have had joy when they on their own have not waited and tried to fix it for God.
若有人自己想要用自己的方法来替神做事或来解决问题的时候，他不可能有平安有喜乐。
A lot of you in here have children.
在我们当中许多的人有孩子。
Once those children begin to auger in and say, I am not listening.
当孩子他们开始有叛逆，他们拒绝听从父母的话。
Fall to your knees.
你必须要跪下来。
That is our weapon.
那是我们的武器。
If they're small children, Proverbs 22 and 23 has plenty of instruction, including Proverbs 13.
在箴言22、23章还有13章那边有许多关于教养孩童的智慧。
When we're with brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity to practice waiting on one another.
在主里的弟兄姐妹，我们也有许多的机会能够来操练学习彼此等待。
Each one of us here are in a different stage of growth.
在我们当中，我们在属灵里的成长都是不同的阶段。
Moses became the meekest man because he had a lot of immature people in his environment.
摩西之所以成为最谦和的人，乃是因为他有许许多多在他周围有许多多不成熟的神的百姓。
Our first response, if we were Moses, is, I don't want to be around these people.
如果我们是摩西，我们第一个反应就是说，我们不要在这些人当中。
But Moses accept them as from God.
但是摩西却像是从神的手中接受这样的一个事实。
And then God used it as the very tool.To grow Moses up to be the meekest,
神却借神却借着这个像是一个工具，这个环境当中一个工具来制作摩西，使他成为最谦和的人。
Waiting on the Lord, waiting for one another pays great dividends.
彼此等待，实在是需要很大的代价。
As we wait for one another, we demonstrate love.
当我们彼此等待的时候，我们就把爱。
As we wait for one another, we practice and learn how to pray.
我们彼此等待的当中，我们就学习如何祷告。
We learn to appreciate the only one who can solve the problem.
我们就能够更加的感激那位唯一能够解决问题的。
This is no small issue, brothers and sisters.
这并不是一件小事。
May we learn to wait.
但愿我们都能够学习等待。
May we learn to Rest in the Lord.
当我们都愿意学习在主里的安息。
Look to the Lord for one another.
为着我们众人来仰望主。
Let him do the changing.
让他来做那改变人的工作。
Let's end this morning by singing another prayer, 313 in our hymn book, please.
早上还有一首诗歌。是在313首。
We notice they are the author.
我们知道这首诗歌的作者。
Francis R. Havergal.
这是法兰西斯·哈维格尔姐。
She wrote this song actually today, February 4th, but as you can see, a number of years ago, over 125 years ago.
这是在150多年前她写的一首诗歌。
We mentioned before, this was a weak sister.
这是一个非常软弱的姐妹。
But her mother told her at a young age, prior to her mother's death, to learn to wait on the Lord.
在她母亲离世以前，她母亲就教导她如何等候主。
To trust the Lord.
去信靠主。
And the setting for writing this song, our sister, she was 38 years of age, she was visiting some friends.
在她38岁写这首诗歌的背景的时候，她乃是去拜访一个朋友。
And these friends were unbelievers or in a carnal state, a very loose state of being a Christian.
她这个朋友呢，或许还没有信主，或是说他是非常软弱的一个信徒。
Now when we're in a situation like that, we just use Moses as an example. We have really two options. One is to complain, and why am I at this house?
像他这种情况呢，他可能可以有两种的反应，一个就是说。我为什么会来到这样一个家里面
？This happens sometimes when you have to go to relatives' parties or end of the year bosses' parties. And what am I doing here?
这有点像我们有些时候到亲戚的家里面，或者到年终到老板的家里面参加会 party 宴会的时候。
But this dear sister at 38. She began to travail as if she was 9 months pregnant with a burden.
但这个三十八岁的姐妹，在那个时候，她却似乎像是一个已经怀胎九个月的一样，在受生产之苦。
And she invoked the Lord. She says, "Lord, give all of yourself to this home."
在主人面前何等迫切，就是求主把她自己给这个家庭。
And the next day, February 4th, 1874.The whole household became saved.
在1874年的2月4号，这个家就全部都蒙恩得救。
She waited for the Lord.
我们这个姐妹她等候主。
And that night when she went to bed, she couldn't sleep. She was so excited that God had done this work as he'd waited.
那个晚上
，She had waited.
在她等候主之后，主成就这么大的事，她喜乐的都不能睡觉。
And as she was laying in her bed.She wrote these little couplets.
所以她在她床上，她就把这个歌词就写下来了。
She would only live four more years to be 42.
她又过了又活了四年，到42岁。
But many times in those next 4 years, she says that she would go back and meditate on these words, and they were such a blessing to her.
在那四年当中，她常常会再回到这个诗歌的歌词来默想。她说多少时候就带给她激励。
Let's just sing it as a prayer.
我们来像祷告一样来唱。
Okay. Take my life's melody,
毫无保留在你前。守我光阴迷失日，永以荣耀你不知。为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴。为我钉死苦架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代。
Let's just sing it just a little bit slower. I know a lot of times we sing it fast, but since it is a prayer, let's just a little bit slower, Alan. Okay, second verse.
我们平常唱的比较快。
Take my hand.
我们今天唱慢一点。
At thy temple's angelo,
守我良主为你行，
送起佳美传你名，为你荆棘冠冕你肯戴，为我钉死苦架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代，借我声音来歌唱天上荣耀的君王，受我唇舌作勇气，前来述说你信息，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，为我钉死苦架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代，受我心奉所有，不敢分毫我所有，受我聪明与才干，前来做成你心欢，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，为我钉死苦架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代，受我一直永属你，从此不再为自己，受我的心作宝座，你住里面何领我，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，为我钉死苦架你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你使你到万代，受我爱情哦我主，只在你前才倾吐，受我全人灵魂体，一切活着为着你，为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，